Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live at the G20 summit as open world government is being announced. President Obama has been announced as president of the world at the UN and he legally taken the chairmanship of the UN Security Council, the only true governing body in the UN that has power. The General Assembly is a puppet, powerless assembly, and the assembly admits that. He is now more powerful than the UN Secretary General. He is now more powerful than the U.S. President. He holds the dual post. Jason Douglas is with us live from protest in day two of the opening announcement for world government and the end of the dollar. Jason Burmis is at another location. We'll go to both of them after the break when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv with a complete report. Jason Douglas, what are you witnessing right now?
Right now I'm in the middle of the United Steelworkers Union, and there are so many groups here all very disgruntled at what's happening with the current state of the world. We are just marching off the UPenn campus. I would estimate there's about 2,000 plus people here. It's still very peaceful, you know, people just speaking their minds and marching forward. Hopefully they're happy to use the sound cannons on us again.
Well, just to be clear how this works, the city has said no protest allowed, no permits being issued, no First Amendment. And so right at the time the police are about to engage the peaceful people, 10 to 15 hired federal agents dressed as anarchists will dump over a few trash cans for a staged CNN Fox News photo op. They will then attack the peaceful crowd. The police will with beanbags, rubber bullets, pepper spray, CS, and the sound weapons. This is the MO. It's key, Jason, that you show people on video how right when the police arrive and try to block you and announce that it's an unlawful assembly, the public would see that on the news as abusive unless the staged anarchists give them the pretext to attack. That will happen.
Exactly. They are definitely looking for any sort of excuse. I mean, they're all battle ready and you know, people are just walking around, speaking their mind. You do have these small enclaves of people that are, you know, they're pretending that they're really dissatisfied, but it's just obvious that they're hired.
Where is everybody marching to?
We're trying to make it to the convention center. They wouldn't even let the permitted protests go that direction. You know, they're just ostriches with their head in the
sand.
Well,
what I saw on the news is they're not allowing any protests. You're saying there is a permitted march?
There was one on the 20th, and they wouldn't even let that one go. There wasn't even anyone down at the convention center, but they still didn't let it go down there.
We've seen photos and videos of the sound weapon trucks, armored vehicles, even in neighborhoods, Jason, where there's literally one or two people on the street, like a 9-year-old kid with a ball in his front yard, and they still drive by and blast them.
They're right by people's homes. I was standing by one home. It had several family members out on the stoop with their baby, and they blast the sound cannon, and it just feels like your eardrums are going to blow out of your skull.
So that is confirmed. Yesterday or today, you saw them blast a family with a baby on their front porch?
It's confirmed. I saw them. You know, they were blasting all of us.
Well, this is unbelievable. I remember in Portland 5 years ago, an anti-war march. They came and blocked it in and came up and sprayed babies in baby carriages. And the mother said, "Why are you spraying my baby?" And the policeman said, "Listen, you effing bleeper, you shouldn't bring a kid to a protest." So they love targeting children especially.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, what else do you expect from Satanists? Even if they don't know they're Satanists, that's what they are. Stay there, Jason Douglas. Rob Du with you. We'll also get a report from another area with Jason Burmis straight ahead. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 3 minutes. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That is the sounds of the march. We estimate to be more than 2,000 people in Pittsburgh marching from the university to the convention center where the G20 is meeting. Jason Burmis is there at the head of the march. At the end of the march is Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. Will be going to all of them. I'll be recapping all the big developments that have happened. They are using sound cannons, even in neighborhoods, on children and people on their front porches. They go into even small side streets and announce no one allowed on the streets, basically, of Pittsburgh. They invoke the state's Patriot Act that they have. It's very draconian. It has been confirmed they're using sound cannons. Even CNN admits that. But neocon sites are denying it exists because they're basically Pentagon run. That's a military tactic. They're still saying there's no New World Order. They're still saying there's no Bank of the World. They're still saying there's no global carbon tax in the media as they simultaneously announce it. That's a psychological warfare tactic to say we're not assaulting you while they're assaulting. Mindless neocons claim G20 abduction video is fake. It is clearly not fake. These are real military officers and a real police Crown Vic jumping out and grabbing a protester and dragging him away. I'm saying that it could be staged in that it's real military. We know that. But that they could be staging snatch and grabs as we know they did in Ottawa. The Royal Mounted Police have admitted last year that they staged a attack on their own police, then had to fake arrest the anarchist, put them into police cars. That's admitted Toronto Sun. But, of course, the neocon websites are not going to admit that. They're just going to keep saying nothing's happening. There's no sound cannons. None of this is going on. Stand down. This is not an assault. Classic Pentagon operation. They're also, of course, saying that the video of sound cannons and police in black uniforms and the army sound cannoning people, including children, is fake. It's all admitted, but they're going to make it about a debate of whether it's real or not, so we never psychologically have a debate on whether it's good to have the military sound cannoning children and saying no protest allowed. They may even say Pittsburgh doesn't exist. They may even say Pennsylvania doesn't exist. So you will then debate with them that Pennsylvania exists. There are over 8,000 news articles today on Google News if you put the term New World Order in. Over 8,000. Openly announcing it's a global government, global tax, that the U.S. is going down, that Obama's great for being the new president of the world, chairing the U.N. Security Council. The U.N. Security Council exists. Obama exists. All of this exists. But if they can just keep saying it doesn't exist while they say it exists and it's good, then when you say I don't like it, they then say it doesn't exist. Burmese, that is classical psychological warfare. Jason Burmese reporting from the head of the march in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. Right now it looks like a little over 2,000 people. They are condensed into one street. There seems to be much less of a police presence at this march, at least at the moment. We're not really anywhere near downtown Pittsburgh yet, so we'll see what happens as we approach it if they let us go over into the downtown area. I highly doubt it. The downtown area is where you see the heaviest concentration of military. Right now I'm taping, and this is more of an eclectic group. Yesterday I didn't see any of the Iraqi war veterans against the war. Here I'm seeing dozens, if not hundreds. I'm seeing around 100, 150 free-to-threat protesters. It seems like, you know, although there is an anarchist element here, they're somewhere towards the middle of the crowd, and we can only hope that they won't be able to provocateur the event today as they did yesterday.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to wait till you get to the place where the police are masked in front and to the sides. Then once you get into the trap, police will come from behind, then the anarchists for the news media will then come out of the middle, go to the front. They'll probably stage it with the police on a hill so they can roll a garbage dumpster at them for dramatic effect like they did yesterday. They'll then open fire with rubber bullets, pepper spray, and sound cannons on the 2,000 so the media can replay yesterday and every other big event we've seen. Here's the key, Burmese. Jason Burmese reporting from Pittsburgh. We're going to play this video, which the neocons are saying is fake. They're saying it's not real military. It's clearly real military. They're clearly wearing the real badge. It's a plastic clear badge with a white badge for the police to recognize in the arm. It's clearly an unmarked Crown Vic. You can look, it's military. They're well conditioned. They're in good shape. They're big military police cops. You see the classic hired informant types giving hand signals. When you watch the video, they're giving hand signals to the police, and the guy is smiling and laughing, and the cops are just like the urban warfare drills they do. They then do the drills live action, but don't tell people their drills. I'm almost sure watching this video as they throw him in, he's laughing, then the guy with him gives a hand signal to police. They drive off into tear gas. This is a psyop to sell people on the idea that the military pulls up and grabs you into a car, and that's how they protect their people that have just engaged in some type of violence. We didn't see that on the video, but the video is very short. That may have happened earlier for the police to have a pretext to crack down on people. Jason Burmese.
You know, that is a big possibility, Alex. Again, we're so far out. I mean, right now, I'm standing next to a bailout sign. They've got $12 trillion in counting. Of course, we know it's over $27 trillion at this point. This is a great turnout, Alex. I would really hate to see this be ruined. Of course, we saw the chaos yesterday, and, you know, I'm prepared for anything. Hopefully, I'm going to get to be able to talk to some of these protesters when we get down to the downtown area. But I am seeing a lot of signs that are really busting through the left-right paradigm. A few people have an amalgamation of both Barack Obama and George Bush as one being. They get it. They understand this war is not over. This war is not ending. The economy is only getting worse. We are moving towards global governance. Of course, you have a lot of well-meaning idiots out here as well, but we can only hope to reach them, Alex.
Well, we're playing video right now of last night at the university with police and military, and military and riot gear with shotguns, with rubber bullets that will kill you if they shoot you from 5-10 feet away in many cases. There's been a lot of that. And they come up with a billy club and attack an innocent woman and tackle her for absolutely no reason.
Well, you know, yesterday when I was able to catch the local news after everything had died down and basically we had been warded into a corner where we couldn't go anywhere for about an hour. They wouldn't let us over a bridge, even on foot. I saw this one girl. She must have been, 100 pounds. I had interviewed her earlier in the day because she had a very provocative sign. She had a sign that said, "Smack an anarchist." And when I went and talked to her about it, she said, "Look, I'm all about free speech. I'm all about protesting. But when you get dressed up in black and you put a black mask on and you're here to destroy property, what is that going to accomplish?" And I was like, right on, you're dead right. You know, we have our freedom of speech, but those people aren't helping. And that's the girl they arrest. This girl with a sign who is out there on her own trying to exercise her free speech and enlighten people to the fact that, listen, you don't need to, dress in all black and think you're a tough guy and follow along with the tours. For instance, Cindy Sheehan actually went to the anarchist meeting the night before last, before yesterday's protest, and was kicked out. They didn't want her there. They don't want legitimate voices amongst them because they know they control the idiot masses.
Well, I'm watching the video of the guy that was arrested by the police after the military grabbed the one guy, and this looks fake to me. Clearly, with the other guy, it is fake. But if this person isn't an operative, he needs to later contact us and explain to us what happened. But talking to Douglas, talking to you, Burmese, Douglas has said it clearly looks staged with what he's seen. What do you think of these anarchists?
Well, I think a lot of them are just well-meaning idiots. However, the people in charge, the people that are directing them, obviously have an agenda. I got an interview with about 20 of the anarchists yesterday prior to the march. And, they were just, it was idiocy. I'm like, well, what your group is called what? And they were like, Team Spacebag. And I'm like, what does Team Spacebag even mean? And no one could tell me. They all just gave me a dumb look. They're just like, anarchy, anarchy. And they said some other vulgar things, but none of the issues were being discussed. They had no other objective other than to be there and try to rebel against something they know nothing about.
Well, that's how it works, is that we've been at the Fed protests and other places, and these anarchists will come in who are well-spoken, in good shape, and they'll say, come on, let's cause trouble, let's do something bad. And then in the Fed protesters have caught them later going, yeah, we can't get these people to even jaywalk. What are we going to do? And over again, the Feds have been caught provocateuring. State police have been caught going into meetings and getting maybe 1 out of 1,000 people in a warehouse to say they'll do something violent, and then they raid the whole facility.
Absolutely. And again, we hope that doesn't happen again. I am seeing about a presence of about 100 or so anarchists in the middle of the march in a concentrated area. Again, Alex, we'll see when we get down there. Right now, the police presence is very, very slim. The guards are not armed to the teeth as they were yesterday. I have yet to see any military. Really, the biggest concentration of riot police was at the university on the way in. Of course, this protest started right around the corner.
But, Burmese, this is how it always works. They want the march concentrated because it's easier to block in. Once you near your destination, that's when, watch, they're going to come out and block the street, then come in on the sides, let you fill up the pincer movement, and then they're going to close the gate on the back of you.
Well, let's just pray and hope that they don't start shooting tear gas like yesterday, because I've got two 2-year-olds passing me with their father right now, and I would hate to see these toddlers get into any kind of situation where they would be subject to abuse from riot police.
And there's been a lot of tear gassing going on, a lot of microwave gunning going on, a lot of sound cannoning going on. And meanwhile, the neocons are denying on their websites that any of this is even happening.
Well, it's just incredible, Alex. I don't know how the mainstream media is going to cover this, but this is at least 2,000 people. This may be on the brink of 3,000. Just milling my way to the front of the line took me about 15-20 minutes.
Burmese, do we know why they attacked I'm going to ask this when we come back. I'm going to ask Douglas as well. Stay there, Jason Douglas, also in another area of the march. Why did they attack the university last night? I mean, I've got video of them attacking frat kids.
Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Going to Jason Douglas, who's with Rob Dew in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and another area of the 2,000-plus people that we estimate are marching right now from Pitt there in Pittsburgh into another area of the city. Where again are you guys marching, Jason Douglas?
Right now we are at Seneca Street and Fifth Avenue. We're in between the convention center and UPenn. And we're still formed in one group. They haven't splintered us off yet, and there's really been minimal police in comparison to yesterday. But I assume
usually they attack on the first official day because they want to set the precedent that protesting is bad and you're violent and bad. But I think you're going to see even more tonight coming up. Continue.
Basically, I have a feeling that they're funneling us into some place. So then they'll start to splinter us off, and then they'll close the gate just like they did yesterday.
Yeah, that's the standard operating procedure. They may do something else. You've said on air, but can you elaborate that these people, these anarchists, act and behave like feds, the few engaged in violence?
Right. Well, basically, you have a large group of people dressed in black with black masks and, you know, all thing anarchist type stuff. You can tell that the larger group, you know, it's people that just want something else besides what we have right now and are looking to anything. But then you have these capos that are basically in control of the larger group, and they're doing paramilitary stuff where, you know, they're basically funneling people. They're obviously working in coordination, and then they do these spurts of violence. It's just provocation.
I'm watching video from Pitt last night with the sound cannons hitting people. It's just unbelievably hardcore. For the radio listeners, you can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and watch all these scores of videos we have posted that give you different snapshots of what happened. But we're also streaming this live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, the video. But Jason, I want these nighttime shots, the Darth Vader element of it, is incredibly cinematic to get the point across in the next film. The Darth Vader...
We were actually out last night. We drove right by the area that they said all the violence took place. And once we heard it, we were thinking we were just there. So if an event happened, it was a coordinated event with the police and with the military because it happened in the field of 15 minutes.
Here they are attacking some girl that's got away 95 pounds. She seems disoriented. The sound cannons are going off. She's asking, please don't hurt me. And then they just absolutely attack her. Boom, billy club to the head. Boom, they pull her to the ground. Giant 250-pound man piles on top of her. The Darth Vaders continue stomping past. Unbelievable.
Yeah, how they're treating us is pretty crazy. And actually,
the cops, the cops love bugging their eyes out at everybody with pure hatred. I mean, they've really been trained to hate the citizenry of this nation.
Well, the thing
he
is,
said, you better get that camera
like
out of my face.
It's like they're two different people. When they're in the line, they have a completely blank stare. You know, you can tell they're combat hard. But I've actually caught behind the line, just the guys, once they become guys and they just start talking to each other, they're questioning their orders. They're actually, I heard some people saying something like, you know, these people are just, you know, want to be heard. Why can't they just let them speak? So there is dissension in the race. We are having an effect out here.
Well, the cops usually figure out later that there were provocateurs hired by the feds in there. Again, it's happened all over the nation. People that aren't aware of that. The latest incident was Denver Post reported on what happened last year at the DNC in Denver. The police were posing as anarchists attacking other police. They also hire informants, federal informants, state informants. We've got Bob Chapman coming up for 30 minutes to break down what's happening with the economy and what the G20 is announcing they want to do with the economy. But I want to check back in with you guys in the last hour today, 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I also want to talk to Rob Dew at that time and check back in with Burmese. Thank you so much, Jason Douglas. Call us if any new developments happen or if they start closing the gap on you. Before 3 o'clock, if anything happens, which probably will, call in and we'll preempt programming to bring you up, okay?
Okay, I'm going to head to the head of the line and see if I can...
Well, hold on. Yeah. Don't hang up, though. I need to talk to Rob Dew because he set up our next guest, and we're having some conflicting issues here, and it's been hard to get a hold of him. So I need you to get Rob Dew so I can talk to him on the phone during this three-minute break, okay?
Okay. I will try to find him. There's a lot of people here, and we separated to do coverage.
Oh, man. And we can't get him to answer his phone.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with his phone. My phone's having a lot of problems, too. It seems like Pittsburgh only has one carrier, And so everybody else that's not on that carrier is having problems receiving phone calls.
Well, the feds are known to jam them, too, at demonstrations. Look. All right. I'll talk to you during the break. We'll he's normally radio producing, doing some of that here, and we'll try to figure that out as well. I'm trying to get a hold of him since 9 o'clock this morning. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
It is Thursday, October 8th, 2009. I'm Alex Jones joining you from the road. Seems like two or three times a year I take a couple days off with the family, and that's always when massive news happens. So most of the time I end up being live here regardless. We've got Dave Mustaine coming up. People really requested to hear that interview again. A lot of people missed it when it was live. That's coming up. We have a lot of other news coming up in the final hour today. But it really doesn't matter. I was listening via my iPhone over Flycast to the radio show today, and it didn't matter if it was a show from 2.5 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, because it was just as pertinent. I was talking about how the G20 is meeting now. They're having private meetings. They're having public meetings for our consumption. And when they're in public meetings saying, we want world government, we want to get rid of the dollar, we want to have a new bank of the world that controls the currency taxes and the Tobin taxes and the oil taxes and the carbon taxes, when they're publicly saying that and talking about getting rid of the dollar, you better believe in the private meetings they're figuring out how to deep six it. And so there have been three G20 meetings in the last year. And these have all been more important than Bretton Woods that put us on the dollar system. So this is a seismic shift because first the fiat money masters got us deep in debt, got us on a fiat system, got us addicted to credit. They created more debt between 500 and 1,000 times, more fiat debt than there was real assets in the world. And that's fine in the first phases because it allows the private banks, a select few, to buy up the roads, the infrastructure, the ports, the ships, the factories, the military, the media. And then they get us deep in debt with our own fiat currency. Now, as you know, we've loaned $23.7 trillion, and that's a two-month-old number. It's probably over $28 trillion right now. Since October 3rd, we've now passed the anniversary of the banker takeover last week. And so now they are preparing to set up the private New World Order. It's already set up, but they're unveiling it, like when they unveil a new ship and chop the blocks and launch it into the ocean. If you've ever seen a huge ship being built in dry dock, and then the old-fashioned way, they'd hack out the big blocks under it, and it would slide down a ramp into the channel to enter the open ocean. And they've done that. They've unveiled their world government. A lot of us went behind the curtain, peeked at it, read their own documents, their own blueprints. Old-timers 50 years ago have all been proven exactly right. And we told you what was going to happen. We were behind the curtain. Now they've taken the curtain back. They admit what it is. It's an absolute nightmare. Citizens spying on everybody. Children being taken for absolutely no reason. The state raising everyone. Cameras in all the homes watching everyone. It is now here. And they mean bloody business. They're not playing games. And here's the key, though, as Ron Paul and many others have said for a long time. In fact, he says in my film Matrix of Evil from 2004, Cicero. Ron Paul makes the point that when they implode the global economy, they're going to try to offer the solution of a total world government openly run by private banks as the solution. And here we are 5-6 years later. Shot it in 2003, put out in 2004. The point is, he said it in 2003. Here we are 5 years later, and exactly that is now coming to fruition. Not because we're psychic or have crystal balls, but because the enemy has been quite public in their memorandums and white papers to each other, just not to the general public. So now they're unveiling their monstrosity. But instead of letting them create the crisis and then offer the solution, if we, like the little boy pointing out that the emperor is butt naked and that he isn't wearing fine clothes, the parable of the emperor's new clothes, if we all simply point out the Federal Reserve is the real governorship of this regional North American system, if we point out the private bankers are the source of our misery, if we point out that they are the social engineers who create the trillions in fiat currency to take over the planet through fraud, that they're all a bunch of Madoff/Ken Lay types. I mean, Madoff started the NASDAQ, the second biggest stock exchange in the world. That's who these people are. Just because they wear fancy suits and have Ivy League educations, the police, the military fall down and worship them. So here's the choice. The republic falls. Our liberties are completely destroyed. Total tyranny comes in. Or we stand up to the criminals, rebuke them, expose them with pamphlets, you know, posted around town, with calls to talk radio, with websites, with going to your congressman, everywhere they go, every time they have a town hall, going to their office, beating the drum, going to city council, going to county commissioners, never shutting up, just hammering and hammering and hammering and saying, I'm not going to be distracted by Obama, your puppet. I'm not going to be distracted by Mitt Romney when he runs, probably the next president coming up in 3 years. I'm not going to be distracted by your left-wing, right-wing fake fight. Sure, there's a real fight going on there over who gets the power structure, but on the issues of who's financing both sides, it doesn't matter. We want the Federal Reserve audited and abolished. We want the fiat money masters that created this fraud brought to justice, as Ron Paul and others have said on this show. There's plenty of evidence for criminal indictments against all of them. So the police and the military, I know a lot of you are good men and women. There's no more time to sit here and suck your thumbs and support this Hitlerian system, just like German soldiers in 1940 supporting Hitler. We're at the cusp of this happening. You've got to stand up and say no and get past the peer pressure and speak out and not bow down to the power structure. You have got to count the cost and realize that the supposed conspiracy theorists have been right all along, that we have told the truth, that we have stayed the course, that that those men and women out there that have been speaking out and standing up, many of them individuals being ridiculed in their towns and cities, are the only hope we've got. And thank God for all the people that have been there blowing the whistle, because now people are listening, because we warned people before all of this unfolded. So here's the bottom line. 2 weeks ago, they have their G20. They have private breakaway groups. Then they start the process of testing the plunge of the dollar. They'll probably pump the dollar back up one more time in the next year before they fully drop it. But understand, the media is spinning this that Russia, China, India, and others are implementing the destruction of the dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason the real power at the UN is not the General Assembly. It has no power. The Security Council of 15 members has all the power, 100% of it. Okay, and Obama is, notice, he's the head of that right now while this critical key change is happening. Notice this last week they handed the UN control of the Internet, systems. ICANN, the private corporation, was given full control, and they say they'll follow UN orders. Notice Obama is now the head of the UN Security Council. Notice how they're now announcing the devaluation of the dollar. They're just testing it with a long slide downward. It's all happening right now. We are now inside the New World Order. We are now witnessing the beginning phases of being inside a planetary dehumanizing world government. So, A, we've got to expose the globalists and that they're the real criminals and that they're the shadow government and quit being distracted by their puppets and frontmen. But, B, we've also got to protect ourselves. And, again, I'm not tooting my horn. It's symbiotic. I believe in win-win-win-win-win. I believe you reap what you sow. That's why I've been blessed. Anything I promote, anything I push, I deeply believe in. That's why I turn down more than half the sponsors that come to us, when other people will accept anything. And I'm not bashing folks. I know we've got an important message to get out, and a lot of people, I'm not here judging. The point is, we have high moral standards. And that's why I wanted to come back on live today and just point out that we've been right about everything, unfortunately. I wish I was wrong. But it's not tooting my horn. The globalists admitted this in all their own documents. But we had the courage to stand up and say things that were unpopular because our children and our grandchildren mattered, and because the truth is what matters, and standing against tyranny is what matters. Now, I told you buy gold when it was $280, when it was $300, when it was $400, when it was $500, when it was $600, when it was $700, when it was $800, when it was $900, when it was $1,000. Now it's 1,060 and climbing. In fact, I was talking to Teddy, said it's gone up even more. It's getting insane. Now, I'm sure they'll try to drive it back down, but the new low will be 1,020. And then it'll go up to 1,200. Then they'll drive it down to 1,100. Then it'll be 1,300. Then they'll drive it down to 1,200. Then it'll be 1,400. Then they'll drive it down to 1,300. Back and forth. But if you look at the 7-year trend, the 8-year trend, it's going straight up. It's more than tripled. It's almost quadrupled. If it continues in a month, it would have quadrupled in 8 years. No other investment is doing that. And the reason we told you to get gold earlier was because we're not idiots, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the Russians and the Chinese and all these people that are devaluing the dollar. The Russians and the Chinese and the Indians have been allowed into the G15, into the UN Security Council, because they've been fully taken over by the New World Order. Decades ago, there was only 6 members and then 8 members. They only allow countries that are fully controlled by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and Saxe-Coburg-Gothas to be in there. Okay? This is key. And so when you hear China and that the Arabs are doing this, no, they've been begging for 5 years for the West to stop issuing tens of trillions of the M3 money supply every year and devaluing their investments when their number one investment is U.S. dollars. And they've begged and they've pleaded. And they've been told, no, we're going to devalue the dollar incrementally. So they're publicly saying that they all write this in their newspapers. They're saying, look, your private banks are swindling you and swindling us. This is the New World Order. And if you're going to go ahead and destroy the U.S., we're not going down with you. So So understand that. In the end, they're going to bomb the Arabs and say they did it. In the end, they're going to say the Chinese did it. They got a new Red Dawn coming out where the Chinese do economic warfare, and people will believe that, and the media is going to blame the Chinese. You want to blame the New World Order. You want to blame Bernanke. You want to blame the Rockefellers. You want to blame Geithner. You want to blame Larry Summers. You want to blame the people who we document in the Obama deception and fall of the Republic. Our lives depend on it, because if they are able to stage events and pose as saviors again, they're going to bring us into an even greater tyranny. They want to lower our standard of living. They want to destroy our industrial society. And as bad a situation we're in, as good a job they've done of wrecking our society, they haven't even gotten started yet. So look, in the few minutes we've got left here before Dave Mustaine comes up, I want to bring Ted Anderson up. I'm going to bring him into the next segment, too, and then Dave Mustaine. I'm going to go ahead and go to just the end of this hour with him. Ted Anderson is there waiting. He's got a bunch of news articles and a bunch of documentation, but I want to be very clear about this. This is a sad day that we're right about gold, but Ted still has the offer from yesterday at $9.94. He had it at $9.90, but that's sold out. He has $9.94. That's when he bought this gold and silver in the market. It's now skyrocketed, and this is going to run out again tonight, and Ted is here to tell us tomorrow he's still going to have another great deal, but it'll probably be above 1,000 in the market from what he's bought, because Ted's been buying as it goes down, and then he sells it cheap when the market goes up. Ted Anderson, what is gold doing right now?
Well, like you said, Alex, gold has gone over 1,060. It's at 1,062 at its peak today, currently right now at 1,054.70, so we're seeing new highs that we've never seen before in gold, and the market is hot. And like you said, I mean, I was just looking through, all the different news services out there that I could find. Bloomberg right now is talking about gold going up. Dan Burrows right now is talking about gold at 2,225.
Yeah, CNBC saying 2,000.
Yeah, Richard Russell. I'm looking at Gary North right now. Gary North is talking about gold going up. There's been a divorce between Arab oil and the United States dollar, and that's one of the few things that supported the United States dollar like it has. You've covered that issue how many times on your show over the last year, year and a half, 2 years? And that separation from the Arab oil and the dollar is going to be devastating to the United States dollar. That it's like one of the last few footholds that foreigners have to hold on to U.S. American currency as reserve. And that stuff is going to be sold into the marketplace. And I wish I could tell you that, again, that you're wrong about this banking thing, but you're dead on right. There is a national, there's a worldwide banking cartel that is really trying to take over what was value in the United States. We'd be standing on our own right now if we had constitutional money, but we haven't. We turned it over to this Federal Reserve System, and now they're turning it over to this world banking system, and the United States is losing a war that they don't even know that they're engaged in.
Absolutely, Ted. And just like these private banks write books about how they go in and buy off third world countries, pay the dictators or corrupt political legislatures to not pay the money back, they're now going into the states, putting more federal mandates on them, and then the private banks are loaning U.S. stimulus funds to the states. So they take the money from the states, give it to private banks, and then they loan it. Some states are paying as high as 20% compounding interest, loan sharking levels. And this is it. They're finally totally bankrupting us, tapping us out, while at the same time deploying troops inside the U.S. They plan on absolutely gutting us. And, folks, all I can say is I hope you get into gold right now. I hope you call 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237, because at least we grab a little bit of victory from the jaws of defeat. The bankers are taking over. They're raping everything. They're kidnapping our kids. They're poisoning the vaccines. They're enjoying themselves. They're having their world government. But at least patriots and people that know about the New World Order have seen triple profits, and at least people can protect themselves by getting into gold and silver, and at least the listeners here can get gold factored into the market at a market that was $994 versus $1,059.56. The point here is Ted has got the sovereigns, the gold sovereigns, the gorgeous gold sovereigns. He's got the francs, the Swiss, the French francs, some other francs. It's a European unit. He's got the silver half dollars. Ted, tell them about the coins. Tell them about the offer.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the British sovereign we're carrying right now is at 291. The francs currently are at 236. The Walking Liberty halves right now are $8.69. You know, francs, you can go in and take a look at the, go to Infowars.com. I haven't changed the price on the Lakota Nation coin. It's still at $22.30. I mean, we're almost looking at $18 silver now. We're looking at gold at $1,050 plus. Alex, that's a run. Gold is going to shoot through $1,060 and then $1,070.
Well, I mean, Ted, let's be clear on this. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you told me this yesterday off air. You are paying yourself wholesale, a huge wholesaler, a huge buyer. You are paying more for these gold and silver coins now when you're buying them than for what you're selling them to people.
Yeah, right now we are paying less. We're paying more than what I can sell them for at this particular time because the market has gone up that particular, you know, the market has gone up that much.
Yeah, understand, Ted is a wholesaler, cannot get the deal he's about to offer you. How is he doing that? Because he bought it when it was low, and he's keeping the tiny markup he had from when gold was 60-something dollars less than it is now. That's how he's passing this on. That's how you're getting this deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to come back with one more segment before Dave Mustaine on this October 8th live Thursday edition and talk about what it'll look like as the dollar dies. With your expertise on that and some more of the news headlines, stay with us. It's the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, do we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is October 8, 2009 on this Thursday edition. And just to be clear here, we are seeing the fall of the Republic. First, they had to take the greatest industrial nation, the greatest manufacturing nation, the greatest saving nation. And now, look, the man and woman both got to work two jobs. The average person's in deep, deep debt. We have the greatest debt ratio of any society in history, even greater than the Great Depression. The bankers are now making their move with the paramilitary forces on us. They're now locking everything down. They're now making announcements to spy on your neighbors. They're going to pay people to be spies, to be thugs. The whole economy is going to be prisons. It's going to be really, really rough, folks. I just want you to know this is real tyranny we're facing. And if we don't bring the bankers to justice, they're not going to give us quarter. They're not going to back off. They're not going to quit. The bare minimum we can do is get out of their fiat currency and the stock markets before they hammer us too bad. The dollar is plunging right now. And again, this is inexorable. The bankers made the decision to do this. They make the profits while everybody else are suckers. Well, now the world's getting out of it. Ted, what will it look like as the dollar dies? Incremental versus a climactic plunge?
Well, I would say it's going to be incremental, but it already has been incremental. We only have about 2 cents of the value left in the dollar. You know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like what I've seen in Argentina, where I saw a mom and dad and a couple of kids huddled up in a blanket in a store shop door, you know, while it's, you know, not freezing rain, but sleeting outside, misting, and they're trying to stay warm. That's the kind of thing that we're looking at here in the United States. Unfortunately,
and they were a first world nation before the bankers did the exact same thing. I've been on their TV and radio. They all know it as well.
They did exactly what we were doing. We allowed ourselves to get in way too much debt. We lived on economic times. Our prosperity was handed to us.
And it's all made up by these bankers. These bankers just suckered us in.
That's exactly right. We got suckered into a system that forces us to take on debt in order to have commerce. And that has just been compounding against us since 1913. And now the solution to the problem is to put us into a fiat currency system where we now have to service interest on debt to a world bank rather than our own national bank.
Absolutely. And in closing, Ted, I wanted to add this point. I never got to it yesterday, but Sunday or Monday I'm going to play the video. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. John Elway's put out a Homeland Security training video where he says if somebody owns gold, or they have guns, call Homeland Security on them. They say that's a sign of terror. I mean, this government, they say in the Mayak report, if you support Ron Paul, folks, the government's rogue, it's criminal, and they're going to have celebrities tell you tyranny's good. Remember, the bankers did this to you. I'm telling you, folks, I feel so good pushing this deal that Ted's offering and supporting him after all he's done for this network and this country. Ted is giving you such an incredible deal. People really ought to be thanking him. And you got to tell him Alex Jones sent you. That's the Ted Anderson Alex Jones special, where you're going to be paying the $1,050-something price per ounce of gold. Ted has it right now, ladies and gentlemen, at the 994 level. Give him a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold this deal? I mean, this is yesterday's deal.
Well, you know, we keep on talking about this every time we come to the end of our interview, but I'm going to hold it until midnight tonight just because I've given you my word I'm going to sell it to you at this price. And I know people like to pick up your show on the podcast, and they'll be listening later on. So call us. If you're calling us on October 8th, you'll get this deal. Gold just ran over $1,060 an ounce. Obviously, it's not going to hold for very long because I can't do it. I'm not, you know, prices are going to go up on me. I have to raise my prices. So.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You ought to be kissing Ted. Imagine kissing him, inside your mind's eye right now, because this is a great deal. Check out other deals while you can. Most people are running out of gold. Dave Mustaine's coming up. Thank you so much, Ted. Even though they're taking over our country, at least you're doing something good.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.